It's Tuesday, November 17th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The persecution of Christians is on the rise, according to a recent report from Pew Forum. Now 56 countries register the highest levels of religious restrictions. That's up from 40 countries in 2007. And Christians remain the most persecuted religious group in the world, suffering persecution in 145 countries. The highest level of persecution is in Middle Eastern and North African nations. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 14 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." A group of Hindu nationalists brutally attacked a pastor and several members of a church gathered for a prayer meeting in the Meerpet neighborhood of Hyderabad, India. International Christian Concern reports that a Christian man named Janaya had his eardrum completely shattered in the attack, and a Christian woman named Anima lost 6 teeth. Pastor Jay Adams, the Presbyterian pastor who revived biblical counseling in the Western Church, went to be with the Lord on Saturday. Pastor Adams authored the book Competent to Counsel in 1970, sparking a small revival in biblical thinking in the area of psychology. He taught at Westminster Theological Seminary in California during the 1980s and authored over 100 books during his earthly sojourn of 91 years. Norway has severely curtailed freedom of speech as one of the first Western nations to do so, reports Reuters. The country would imprison for 3 years any pastor who speaks publicly against the sin of homosexuality. Private remarks deemed, quote-unquote, dehumanizing by the court would warrant a fine or up to 1 year in prison. Meanwhile, Evangelical Focus reports that the small Norwegian Baptist denomination is split on whether to allow a lesbian to continue as a church leader in the Baptist church. According to one recent survey conducted, 65% of the Baptist churches in the country opposed the lesbian leadership in the denomination. The Baptist Union claims 6,600 baptized members. In God's providence, the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is still shaping up to be the worst in recorded history, as Hurricane Iota is barreling down on Nicaragua. It's the worst of the lot, achieving Category 5 status as of Monday. The numbers for 2020 now clock in at 6 major hurricanes, 7 minor hurricanes, and 31 tropical cyclones. Damage so far is calculated around $40 billion. God's hand is on this world. The Arizona Department of Fire and Forestry reports almost 1 million acres burned so far. That's 4 times the amount of acreage burned last year. The Geographic Areas Coordination Centers report a total of 14 million acres and 15,369 structures destroyed in the 2020 fire season. That's arguably the worst fire season in recent history, compared to an average of 4 million acres burned per year since the early 1980s. The 2020 fire season broke previous records set in 2015 and 2017 by about 40%. Revelation 11, verse 18, encourages us to the fear of God. "And the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets, the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." Women now take 134 seats in the U.S. Congress, up from 127 seats in 2018 and up from 17 in 1980. And 17 newly elected GOP women were added to the number in the 2020 elections. A member of Trump's legal team, Sidney Powell, dropped a bombshell on Fox News over the weekend.
We're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states, and President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections.
Powell explained that the evidence is massive.
We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. The evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all.
And finally, the Dow Jones scraped record levels again yesterday, reaching 29,950 points at the close. It was buoyed on news that the Moderna coronavirus vaccine achieved a 94.5% efficacy rate. And the NASDAQ closed at 11,935. That's a 32% increase from a year ago. Additionally, the S&P price-to-earnings ratio hit 37 during periods of healthy economic conditions over the last 50 years. The ratio ranged between 5 and 18. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.